This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. That just flew, that just left my mind there for a minute. Now, Mike, whenever I mess something up like that, you're supposed to come in right behind me and make me sound a lot smarter than I really am, okay? Mike is bashful. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. And it treats them as well. But my favorite part of it is it makes everything that I shoot smell like a York peppermint patty. I noticed that, once again, I want to comment on the news. And Tommy Thompson, thank you very much for that that very nice post on Facebook. Thank you. Although, don't make any mistake about it. I think Trump's going to turn out a bunch of people on both sides of the aisle. That's what I'm looking to see. Now, talking about these robocalls. Robocalls are okay, I guess. There's a couple things they could do besides that, and I just wonder why they don't do this. How many of you have received the phone call, supposedly from the IRS, where some guy gets on there and goes, "Hello, is this so-and-so?" "Yes, my name is Tony Smith. I'm with the IRS." And then they tell you that you didn't pay enough for your taxes for the tax years like 2008, 2008, 2009 to 2014, and that you owe $2,800 or $5,400 or whatever it is, and that there's somebody coming right now with a warrant for your arrest. And all you got to do is do this. Give me your mobile phone and let's transfer the call over there. And then I'm going to stay on the phone with you while you go get the money out of your bank account. And then you can send it on a MoneyGram. Why is that? Why aren't they wanting to crack down on that? Because a lot of people get taken for that. A lot of people actually pay it. So much is the fear of going to jail. I'd like to go to Bangladesh and find one of those little havens for that stuff right there. And, you know, maybe have a little fun with them. But it absolutely cracked me. The IRS is not going to call you. You'll get a letter. If you don't respond to that letter, then you'll get a registered letter. If you don't respond to that letter, then you might wake up one day and the money that you had in the bank is gone, but nothing else happens to you for a while. They don't sue you. They don't come and arrest you. Not for 28. They didn't arrest Barry Bonds. And he owed him millions. He just can't get into the Hall of Fame. Oh, that's for something else. I'm sorry. The wrong thing. The wrong thing. Don't fall for that nonsense if you get the phone call. Massachusetts was kind enough to put out a list And they have it out there. And we're not going to go over everything on the list. But they put out a list of weapons that are not assault weapons yet. Which some of these, okay. I don't mind having that instead. And this is because these people don't know anything about guns. This is in response to Healy. She's gotten out there and she made it very ambiguous about what was and was not an assault weapon in the Massachusetts vernacular. Now she's published a description of guns that are not covered by her diktat. So buy them, Massachusetts, while you still can. The question there is, are there examples of or categories of weapons that are not assault weapons? The answer is yes. Many rifles, shotguns, and pistols are not assault weapons and therefore are not copies or duplicates of enumerated assault weapons. For example, the following are not assault weapons under GLC 140 and 121. Any handgun on the current version of the state's approved firearms roster, which was available as a PDF, which I did not go get. Interestingly enough, there's one rifle named in particular, and then everything else is just vague. If it's a .22 caliber rifle, well, it's not an assault rifle. Any Ruger Mini 14 or substantially similar model weapon. Any of the hundreds of rifles or shotguns listed on this list, which they have the list on a PDF. Any weapon that is operated by manual bolt, pump, lever, or slide action. Any weapon that is an antique, relic, or theatrical prop. Any semi-automatic rifle that cannot accept a detachable magazine that holds more than 5 rounds of ammunition. Any semi-automatic shotgun that cannot hold more than 5 rounds of ammunition in a fixed or detachable magazine. The list is not exhaustive. It is meant for illustrative purposes only. Many other weapons are not assault weapons or copies or duplicates of assault weapons. One question is, does the enforcement notice change which semi-automatic pistols may be sold in Massachusetts? The answer to that is no. The enforcement notice makes no change to the list of handguns, including semi-automatic pistols. They made available a list of approved semi-automatic pistols with another PDF. The Massachusetts assault weapon ban does not prohibit the sale of 5 semi-automatic pistols, or it does prohibit the sale of 5 semi-automatic pistols. My bad. The Intertech Tech 9, the Tech DC 9, and the Tech 22, and the Action Arms Israeli Military Industries Uzi and Galil. Only these weapons and copies of or duplicates of these specific pistols are prohibited under the ban and none appear on the approved list. Now, I'm looking at that. I've never even held a Tech 9. My information about the Tech 9, and if you're a Tech 9 owner, I certainly don't mean this in a bad way, but my understanding is some of them are junk. And then, okay, the Uzi, when the Uzi came out, it was, sort of, because of its size and the way it operated and how fast it was as far as on firing and cycling and everything else, it was great. Uzis are big, though. I mean, nowadays an AR pistol is about the same size as an Uzi and much lighter and much, it's not firing 9mm, firing 5.56. Why would you go with something heavy as an Uzi? And a new Uzi with those bolts, pulling those back, you'll develop some forearms on that hand, buddy. You'll become Popeye on your left side or right side, whichever is the hand that's pulling back the charging handle. So, not exactly any that I wouldn't have. I've owned an Uzi. And I got rid of it. Ruger Mini 14, though, that seems to be the one that everybody seems to think is perfectly okay. But, those are magazine fed. Those are magazine fed, and therefore they're magazine fed. That means that somebody can get the magazines to go on those things, and it'll be just, it's quite confused in Massachusetts. It really is. They don't understand that all the guns they're allowing, they also have barrels. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I coat everything I own in this stuff. Check them out, Frog Lube. It is the best stuff out there. Get two things. Get the extreme lubricant and get the solvent. And you'll be happy. Trust me, you will. Coming out of Milwaukee, where, you know, we've been having some unrest amongst people. There you will find Police Chief Ed Flynn. There, the MarshallProject.org found Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn. And they asked him, how does open carry impact policing? I'm a New Yorker in New York City, the interviewer reveals. If you walk around with a gun showing, you're going to be in a lot of trouble very quickly. Chief Flynn responded thusly. Yes, well, that's true wherever I've lived as well. The law is quite simply lunacy. It's lunacy in an urban environment. These laws get passed overwhelmingly for ideological reasons and marginally to offer comfort to people who live in rural areas where everyone knows everyone and where the casual carrying of a hunting-style weapon no doubt causes little alarm. It's a foolish, reckless law in an urban situation. Legislatures that pass these laws could not care less about the violence in the cities, couldn't care less because they perceive cities to be populated by people who wouldn't vote for them anyway. Color me confused. You know, it's very confusing for me. Not about his opposition to Americans' natural, civil, and constitutional protected right to keep and bear arms. That's standard big city police stuff from a cop who obviously grew up and worked in big progressive cities. One who considers downstate voters heartless, insufferable hicks. I wonder if Flynn would think it's okay for folks in rural areas to break a law against open carry because everyone knows everyone. He makes it all sound pretty casual. But there's nothing casual about his antipathy towards open carry. He's mad as hell. Then he's asked, are you hopeful that this open carry law will change? Nope. Not at all. Nope. I mean, you can't kill enough babies to change the politics of guns. I don't think you can kill enough police officers. Despite these dreadful casualties, nope. They're not going to change. Sure, open carriers are killing babies and cops. That happens just about every day. Yeah. As I said, a happy camper, he is not. It's very depressing to be someone who took an oath, same oath this cat took, someone who took an oath and said, I'll defend this Constitution, I'll defend this country, I will defend this land. And then hear a guy like this cat talking this nonsense. And I'm not worried per se. About him, because he also exists in the same city as David Clark, where David Clark's message is quite different, and he wasn't hired. Clark was elected, and he keeps getting elected. Bloomberg came and spent $500,000 trying to get him unelected. That didn't work. What about for the cops there that work under Flynn? Cops have been suffering defeats lately. They've been suffering defeat after defeat after defeat. They got to be frustrated with the Black Lives Matter movement. That isn't naysaying people's rights to be concerned, fearful, or want accountability. It's just that that's the only thing anybody talks about even now. And you know, people have been trying to, cops have been trying to get attention to the crime in the city's issues for years. State legislators don't care about it enough. Congress doesn't care about it. Nobody cares about it. That's left to the street cops that are there to deal with it. And the vast majority of department and individual cops are trying the best they can. And then this thing breaks and you've got 10,000 people in the streets about the cops. Where were they when they were trying to stem the body counts in these big cities? Why are they just now coming out now? And why is it only when a cop shoots somebody? So, they exist in places where policy has pushed Black Lives Matter into existence. And now, you know, while all this is going on, you got this guy Flynn, who's talking about law-abiding people open carrying guns, which is not an issue, from my understanding, in Wisconsin. So, you know, probably the attitudes are affected by regional differences. Gary McCarthy, who got fired in Chicago, was one of the most vocal, passionate guys on the issue of being anti-gun there was. So was Tony Batts, who got thrown out in Baltimore. Those guys are trying hard in polluted political environments. But they're trying hard in the wrong direction. And for some reason, they got that. I mean, that's the thing about progressivism. Progressivism is not loyal. Even though you had McCarthy and Batts, who were two anti-gun guys, who were right down the line hired, you know, as an extension of a mayor's office, they got let go quick. Well, not McCarthy. McCarthy lingered for quite some time. Progressives eat their own. And while you've got these cities that are burning themselves down, while you've got these people that are killing themselves, not advancing any cause at all, actually putting them, imperiling themselves doing it, all you got in Milwaukee, in the city of, is a police chief who's talking to a progressive journalist and he's complaining and moaning about open carry. Get a little focus, Chief, could you? I mean, there's other things going on around you. Focus. Just try it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Stuff I've been using for years. Check them out. The NRA and Gun Owners of America are standing on the same side of the fence right now in support of a national reciprocity proposal that's out there for concealed carry permits. Another advocacy group, the National Association of Gun Rights, has issued strong statements against any form of national reciprocity. First question you should ask, as I am, how can these groups be so divided when all purport to stand for the Second Amendment? Which stance is going to be the right one? Now, NRA and GOA point out what to some is probably not obvious. People with concealment permits have undergone a background check to get it. Weeded out are illegal aliens, past felons, addicts whose vices have landed them crossways with the law, people whose mental problems have led them to stand before a judge, and in many states, even older people who incurred a misdemeanor offense or domestic violence before they were old enough to drink legally. These same groups liken national reciprocity to a driver's license from any state, which allows possessors to travel freely across state lines. It's an appealing argument. Sensible on the surface. Current concealed handgun licensure laws are similar to a 50-piece quilt being pieced together with no regard for matching anything. Some states like Vermont and West Virginia have permitless carry, meaning any resident of those states may carry concealed without a permit. Others, like Pennsylvania, require a fee and a background check only. States like Utah and Texas, being among them, require training, though standards vary widely as well. A live fire test may or may not be required. The most restrictive states, Maryland and California, require residents to prove that they have a need for a permit, as if protecting oneself from violent crime is a privilege. Once a permit is issued, those who would carry must be aware of the unique laws pertaining to the act of carrying in each state. Some states require drivers to inform police of their carry status on a traffic stop. Others don't. Some ban carry in schools or hospitals. Others don't. H.R. 923, the latest reciprocity bill on Capitol Hill, is touted by the NRA and GOA because it not only simplifies the matter of travel, it also preserves permitless carry across states for residents of permit-free states. This would, there are quite a few attractive things for this, and it would basically take all of these states that are may issue, and it would probably turn them into shall issue. Although they may still resist and only, you know, they would, I'm sure they would do everything they can to trumpet states' rights and everything else. But like in the case of Shanine Allen, who, you know, drove into New Jersey thinking she was a law-abiding citizen, she wouldn't have gotten in trouble under this proposal. The NAGR takes quite a dim view of national reciprocity, saying it represents the beginning of a framework for national gun registration at worst, and at best violates the privacy of gun owners. The NAGR advocates for constitutional carry, another term for permitless carry, on the basis of accurate interpretation of the Second Amendment. They also rail against what it says is the NRA's profiteering and monopolizing where training is concerned. Let me tell you about the NAGR, okay? Name one other name out of the NAGR besides Dudley. Dudley is proposing something that is going to happen state by state. It's happening now. And he's getting in the way. So anytime the NAGR gets out there and says anything, I just don't, I just ignore him. NRA and GOA surely have the support of many permitless carry state residents whose literal interpretation of the Second Amendment brought those states to no permit, no training required status. It's ironic that the most literal, if you will, of the 2A groups is opposing any national reciprocity. There are those who would say they may have valid points. Not only can somebody see the potential, possible privacy infractions, but other issues. In a time where our nation's police officers are targets of terrorism, they don't need to be spending more of their roadside time waiting for permit information to go to download onto their dash-mounted computers. National reciprocity also appears to remove a slice of states' rights and puts it with the federal government. So when it comes to firearms, more federal oversight equates to more federal gun control. Now, let me tell you what I think about that. These people with permits are already on a list. I'm on a list. And they're getting out there. The supposition that we're getting here is, and this is where the whole piece goes sideways for me, is that cops can't handle it. They can't handle this already. Then the author here points out that his NAGR is correct in its analysis of NRA's monopoly on training. However, no other group appears to be challenging that mantle. That's true. I tried to get GOA to challenge it, and they wouldn't. The NRA's training standards are not a reflection of instructor quality nor of a graduate's readiness to bear a handgun for self-defense. That is true, but it is an indicator that they went through the processes in the case of the instructor, of getting certified by the NRA program. That's what it's indicative of. That's all it's indicative of. The Second Amendment is not a permit to carry. Okay? The Second Amendment is not a permit to carry. Never was a permit to carry. The Second Amendment is meant to codify a natural existing right that the founders thought we were born with. And this is where my problem with national reciprocity, my mandate, runs into a bit of an issue for me. The Second Amendment only says that the federal government can't do anything to infringe upon that. That's all it says. Now, at the time, they looked at the federal government or the central government or the high government or however they would have phrased it back in those days as the evil entity that would be overthrown every 30 years. That's what they thought would happen. They wanted to leave more power to the states, which they got. So, you know, yes, there are many standards out there, and national reciprocity should be the law of the land, but for me, it should be the states. Having the feds come down and do it is, you know, it'd be interesting to see them push that through. I don't think they can actually, although it got more votes in April of 2013 than universal background checks did in the Senate, it almost got passed. It was within three votes of getting out there. So, I mean, and this article here turns into a thing about, you know, qualification, which, you know, this obviously whoever put this together has a little bit of an axe to grind. So, you know, that's all there is to it. But my mind is pretty well made up, especially if the NAGR, Dudley is crazy. Dudley takes in all that money and keeps it for himself. All of these fevered egos, folks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call a place for mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I have been using Frog Lube for as long as I've been associated with Frog Lube, and this is the, well, for me, it works, and it works well. And it's minty. Minty fresh. Department of Defense contractors have asked a U.S. district judge to throw out a lawsuit aimed at placing a September 2013 mass shooting at a Washington, D.C. naval yard on their shoulders. This, of course, caught my eye because this is one of these shootings that should have been short-circuited a long way. Well, he shouldn't have been able to get a gun. That should have short-circuited that to begin with. We're talking about Aaron Alexis. The experts, which employed the shooter and HP Enterprise Services, the subcontractor, appeared in federal court this past Tuesday before Judge Rosemary Collier to argue against allegations they could have prevented a shipyard attack carried out by their employee, Aaron Alexis. The case centers on the September 16, 2013 mass shooting at a Navy ship facility in Washington, D.C. Alexis had been working at the D.C. facility for 3 weeks, carried a Remington 870 shotgun into work. He positioned himself on the fourth floor of building 197, overlooking an atrium, and opened fire. He claimed the lives of 12 people before police shot and killed him. The FBI conducted an investigation into the shooting and revealed evidence of Alexis's mental instability. They said there are multiple indications that Alexis held a delusional belief that he was being controlled or influenced by extremely low-frequency electromagnetic waves. The investigation named etchings on the sawed-off Remington's lower receiver and an electronic document in which Alexis cited ultra-low-frequency attacks as the driving factor to commit murder. A 127-page complaint filed in May of 2014 by the plaintiffs say that the experts knew of Alexis's mental conditions at least a month prior to the attack. Filing says the experts' management team was made aware by several disturbing incidents involving Alexis's behavior at the Navy Gateway Inn and Suites in August of 2013. Management decided to remove Alexis from the area and return him home to Fort Worth, Texas. While arrangements were being made, no notification was given to the Joint Clearance Access Verification System, which provides security access on base. Further, the complaint states that an HPES employee interacted with Alexis and witnessed firsthand his delusional state. During an incident with the HPES employee's hotel room, Alexis claimed he was being followed and displayed signs of auditory hallucination. The HPES employee was disturbed by the behavior and contacted a supervisor multiple times regarding Alexis. On August 7, 2013, the second shift deployment supervisor had a second discussion with the HPES lead supervisor about the bizarre behavior, including the auditory hallucinations and apparent mental instability of Alexis. Despite conversations between HPES supervisors and employees, neither the Department of Defense nor the Navy was ever notified of his behavior. Navy Admiral John M. Richardson told American Forces Press Service during an interview if appropriate procedures had been followed, they would have interrupted the chain of events that led to the Washington Navy Yard shootings. Lawyers for the experts in HPES point to heightened foreseeability. Under foreseeability, the family of victim Mary Frances De Lorenzo Knight must demonstrate the defendants knew about a precise threat. They argue that through the contracting agent, though they had reason to believe he was unstable, they could not foresee the September 2013 attack. Under the heightened standard, it's not a close case, said Attorney John Hall, representing HPES and the experts. Judge Collier heard both sides of the argument last week and is expected to make a judgment regarding whether the case should be dismissed. No word on when the judge is expected to make her decision. My thought on this is a very simple one. If they knew that this guy was unstable, then you pull his clearance. Quite simple. You pull his clearance. Without his clearance, he cannot gain access. I don't know what it's like to get on a military post. I have not walked on a military post since July the 2nd, 1990, when I walked off of Fort Gordon for the Fort Campbell for the last time. I have been around them. I've been near them. I have not attempted to get on one, nor am I likely to. And that's primarily because I have one, I don't have any need to, but two, I imagine it's not the easiest thing to do nowadays. I was going to go train at a military post, and I was concerned, and I asked the military members, what are we going to do if they ask me to pop my trunk? Oh, yeah. Hence, I did not train with military members. I would have loved to have, because, picking up on that latest generation of ground warfare. But that's all beside the point. They should have pulled his clearance. If they pulled his clearance. Now, my understanding, my initial understanding of this incident, and I've heard this more than once, and I don't see this anywhere here, was that law enforcement got in contact with somebody at the Naval Yard to let them know that this guy was reporting being attacked by a microwave, by the electromagnetic waves coming from a microwave oven, I don't know what happened to that part of it. If that's the case, then this is a whole different thing altogether. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to, I think they dropped the ball on this one. I think they dropped the ball, and they don't want to be held liable for it because it costs lives. And that part of it is, how do you pay that back? Is it definitely going to be huge financially? And it might put them out of business. Maybe that's what they're looking at. Their fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders. I don't know what they're looking at. I think they dropped the ball. But we will see. We'll see as time goes on. We will keep looking back at this in the meantime and seeing what we get out of this. It's a crazy world in which we live today. It truly is. It truly is. Before we do go away, though, One good story, and I mean, this is it doesn't surprise me. A legally armed citizen in Evansville, Indiana, was faced with a split-second decision after a meeting turned violent and ended in gunfire. And despite being shot at, he chose not to shoot back, thinking first of the safety of the child who was with the man shooting at him. That's a presence of mind that most people don't have. I don't know that I have it. This is Keel Langley and his girlfriend Amber Martin were set to meet Martin's ex-boyfriend Thursday morning around 10:30. Martin and her ex, who did not wish to be identified, have a child together and agreed to meet in the parking lot of a shopping center. But when the meeting occurred, an argument ensued, which quickly led to a physical confrontation. Trying to remove himself from the situation, the ex-boyfriend called his father to come and get him. When the man's father arrived, Langley and Martin, who had the child in the car with them, pulled up behind the father in an attempt to continue the fight. The argument restarted, and Langley pulled out a revolver and opened fire on the ex-boyfriend. The ex, who was also carrying a gun, chose not to fire back because his child was in the car driven by Langley and Martin. So instead of grabbing his gun, the ex-boyfriend grabbed his phone and dialed 911. And as he was dialing, Langley fired off his last round from his revolver and then ran, ditching his gun somewhere along the way. Martin drove the car away from the area. Officers arrived on the scene a short time later, quickly apprehended both Langley and Martin. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.